think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel put together songs for Halloween.
I put a spell on you.
Oh, that's the name of it. Do I know who's singing? Do you, Brian?
Wait, I have to hear it.
Give us initials, Nigel.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, no. No, give us
initials.
Stop the things you
Sam
do.
Cooke. No. Screaming Norman, screaming. I never heard of him. Say it again for me. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Oh, there.
That's an awesome name, though, for Halloween.
Isn't that a great name? I like that. What? And it's called I Put a Spell on You, which I know the song. How fun is that? Okay, that's one for Nigel. Zero for Joey and Brian.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nigel. Yeah. Jeez.
It was a mystery.
I think you put a spell on me.
Oh, there you go. Look who's here speaking. Oh, no, never mind. Dr. Brian Hodgkins joins us from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
I'm so depressed when I get up and watch the news in the morning.
Don't watch the news in the morning.
I don't. I put on classical music now.
There you go.
Or Screaming Mimi or whoever that was.
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yes.
Give us, what do you want to start with? The bad news, I guess.
Well, you know, I'm like you. I just stopped watching the news just mm-hmm. for lots of reasons, not just because I'm sick of this. Can you say darn pandemic?
Yes, you can say this dadgum.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Yeah, I think we're just over it and tired, and I know I'm tired.
84
I'm tired.
Weeks.
84. Oh my God. Yeah. So we were doing the math in our head today, and it's like almost we're getting to the 2 year mark.
I know.
And I just saw an interview with the president of the IDSA, which is the Infectious Disease Society of America, and he said something that you know made my heart sink. And he said, you know, we're not anywhere close to being out of this pandemic. But you know what? Au contraire, mon frère, I beg to differ. we've been looking at the numbers carefully here in Coachella Valley and okay. Riverside County. And since the end of the second surge, which was July of this year, we had the lowest hospitalization numbers in the United States. When I say us, I mean the whole U.S.
Okay.
We were down around 545.
You mean us here in Riverside?
In the United States. Let me just tell you how the surge has worked, and this is why I'm hopeful, because these numbers will sound bad, but we were at 545 admissions, hospital admissions across the United States daily. We were at about 129 deaths daily. And we were at 20,000 new cases daily. Come at the beginning of the surge and about 2 weeks into the surge, we had literally 600% increases in all of those numbers locally and across the United States.
Yes, that does sound
so
bad.
It was dramatically bad, and there's a difference. Alpha variant, Delta variant. And now that we know that the Delta variant is literally 99% of all circulating virus today, I think we're confident that we've seen the trends in a positive light, moving in the right direction. We only have three COVID cases in our hospital right now. From a Desert Oasis perspective, it's about 40 for all the hospitals. And I think the modeling looks good. By next spring, we should really be at the tail end, I'm going to say it, of this pandemic. And I think we move into the endemic phase. We're not, you know, there on a bad note, there was a new variant that was isolated in
in
Louisiana. This is strange because it's the B1.630 variant. It's been seen before. It's so rare that it doesn't even have a Greek letter assigned to it. But you could give it one right now if you want to.
Epsilon.
So the epsilon.
You knew epsilon.
So this interesting thing, it's an E48Q mutation. And all that means is this is the mutation that people do worry about, because this one looks like it escapes our targeted and
escapes the vaccine.
Well, not just the vaccine, but also our immune therapy. So they've only been 16 cases in the U.S. And right now, as we talked about, Mu, which we were worried about, no longer exists. It got thwarted. And I think the prevailing thought right now is that the Delta variant is so good at what it does that we won't see another breakthrough variant for quite some time. It's that effective as a virus. Remember, we talked about the Alpha variant. One infected person could infect two. With the Delta, one infected person can infect five. And I think we're seeing, you know, progress in, I think the U.S. is at 65% vaccination, because, you know, that includes one and two dose. I think the eligible adult population over 65 is largely vaccinated. And I think we're going to be moving soon into the pediatric space.
I saw that.
A third of all doses right now, of all doses, we're not just us giving, but everyone else as far as the vaccine goes, it's in senior boosters.
So
people are getting boosted. I think that adds an arm of protection.
William Shatner. Oh, no, that was it.
He got boosted out of space just earlier this week. By the way, he is vaccinated.
Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Joey Pals, let's recap. Dr. Brian Hodgkins just explained to us what happened at the end of the second surge, that we only have 40 cases overall in the hospitals. There's a new variant, the B1630, which seems to escape our immune therapy and the vaccine. But the Mu variant no longer exists. But the Delta variant is so effective that no other new variant has been able to surpass it. Okay, when we started all of this 84 weeks ago, did they anticipate that there would be this B1630 variant that would escape all things we had learned about?
Well,
are there going to be more things that will escape?
Yeah, I'll just remind the audience, we sequence, when I say we, it's collectively the healthcare services, NIH, you know, CDC. We're sequencing almost every viral genome of the COVID virus that we see today, especially in vaccinated folks. As long as people can still be infected, the chance of having a variant is always present. And so we monitor, I mean, they know down to the you know, five, cytosine, you know, ATGG. They know how these, where they're at and how they work and how it changes the conformation of the spike protein or any other part of the virus. They're that good right now.
Have they always been here?
So they show up and then they may disappear. And so we know exactly where we're worried about for the virus to be, you know, more nasty, not just transmissible, but also more lethal.
Oh.
And so we've been tracking this all along, and every time we find one, it's a variant of concern. And then we see, you know, are they able to sustain themselves in the human model from infected patient to infected patient? And by far, the Delta has been, it's kind of like, I heard this, and I think it's an adequate representation. It's like the Delta variant is running the marathon in 2 minutes, and all these other variants are running it, you know, in an hour or 2 hours. That's how quick this variant and dynamic it's been at being effective, both from infecting people without carrying the capacity for more lethality or morbidity, meaning it doesn't kill you faster than the other ones or make you more sick than the other ones. It just is what it is right now, very effective at spread. And that's here, it's here, and we're dealing with it. And
but the vaccine, the vaccines,
all the vaccines are effective. Our antibody therapies are effective. Okay. The BAM therapy is very effective.
Bamlanivimab.
And we're continuing to give that. I think we've given over almost 750 doses locally. So progress is, folks, don't worry. Progress is being made. Go out there and enjoy your Halloween. And all I can tell you, if you're not vaccinated, I don't know if you ever will, but now's the time. If you got the J&J or the Moderna, stay tuned. The CDC and the ACIP will meet early next week. And guess what? If you got a J&J, you may be able to get the Moderna or the Pfizer as your booster.
The question of those boosters.
Right. And that data has been submitted. They've already completed that trial. It's in front of the FDA. And so we'll know. I mean, everyone in the J&J camp will know how to get boosted probably with another, I'll say, 7 to 10 days.
I'm a predicting fool today. You are. Will everybody get an email? How do they? I mean, I know how DOHC notifies you, but if you're a citizen walking around the street, how do you find out about the J&J or the Moderna booster?
Oh, this will be on every news station broadcast. It'll be in newsprint. You'll hear it here. You'll hear it from your friends. People waiting to get boosted, and I think a lot of people didn't wait. They just went out and got boosted, even if they got a J&J. And the good news is a J&J followed by an mRNA booster is very, very, it's like 95% effective. The J&J with a J&J booster is about 94% effective.
That's better than any other
it's better. It's
vaccine
the, it's
on
the best
planet.
Treatment we have. So let's recap.
Okay.
Vaccines, 90%+ effective. With the booster, it keeps it in the 90+. The antibody therapy is about 80% effective at keeping you out of the hospital if we catch it early enough and you're not too sick. I think the oral agent that's coming from Merck,
Molnupiravir.
The cool thing about that is that was named for, I think it was a Norse god's hammer.
Oh, no, you made that up.
No, I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah, so they were very creative there. But that has about a 50% benefit of keeping you out of the hospital. So you could see 90, 80, 50. And there's a few other therapies that we could talk about that do may work, but those are inhaled therapies that are not easy to get unless you're in a healthcare system. And then the other ones, then we know a bunch that don't work. So,
ooh. We're listening to Dr. Brian Hodgkins, besides being the pharmacist to the stars. What's your official title? You've had that title so long, I think you ought to get a promotion.
Oh, COVID czar?
Yeah, COVID czar. I like that.
I'm going to change that. My prediction.
Yes.
It's going away.
Oh, I heard Joe Biden say that the virus would be going away a few days ago. And I thought you had said the virus will always be here.
Oh yeah, it's not getting put it this way, it's not gonna go far. It might go sit on the corner stoop for a while and stew that it's angry. I think we're gonna see this virus or some form of it for
the rest of our lives
for a long time. Like I said, we're learning to deal with it. We're gonna learn to live with it. I think we're doing a much better job, and I'm very, very hopeful that we're not gonna see the clutter in the hospital. You know, I'm concerned about every citizen, everyone in the community, but at the end of the day, you know, the folks in the hospitals. In the urgent care, immediate care, who have been treating these patients for now almost 2 years, you know, they're tired.
I guess.
They're tired. They need a break. And I think we're going to get there. So,
well, we're all going to blame you if we don't. We're listening to Dr. Brian Hodgkins. You know this by heart. MyDOHC.com. And you can always call 969-6555 and start with the question, how do I get tested? How do I get vaccinated? All that still goes on every day over at DOHC.
Every day. We're seeing about 400 people a week get tested. And then we trace and treat if we need to. And we're always happy to give the good news that you're not infected. Our infection rate locally right now is about 5%. So that's down. That's way down.
I was speaking to someone yesterday whose whole staff and family have tested positive. Most of them are vaccinated, but they're all quarantining, and he's shut down.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, that's we are seeing that. We're seeing vaccinated people. We haven't seen a lot of boosted people.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I expect that, you know, we've seen people that are relatively healthy, vaccinated, fully vaccinated, test positive, and have very mild or asymptomatic cases.
And they're just all staying at home.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
On the couch.
I don't know how they figured out they had the virus if they didn't have any symptoms. Interesting.
Maybe they wanted to go to Hawaii and get screened or something.
When we come back from the treasure chest, we'll open the medicine chest with Dr. Brian. I've got some interesting questions. But if you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.